Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now. Hello, hello, Heal Squad. Welcome back. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are in this crazy, beautiful world. Have a great episode today. We're talking all about seasonal eating and veggies that'll help detox you and cleanse you and so much more. But first, our quote of the day. Sometimes the bad things that happen in our lives put us directly on the path to the best things that will ever happen to us. And that is from Nicole Reed. And I cannot agree more. As someone who has gone through a lot of challenges, I know that for me, for sure, it has led me to places that I never would have thought. And I've learned so much about myself, and it's brought me so much peace, even though it first brought chaos and fear and terror and all kinds of things and pain. But if you can hang on, the rewards are on the other side. So I love that quote. Friends, I'm so excited about our episode today because it's with a dear friend. She's become a dear friend after being on the show a lot. Her name is Alyssa Goodman. She is a passionate advocate for personal health and wellness education. She has faced many health challenges herself, including cancer, autoimmune issues like Hashimoto's, and she really understands firsthand the importance of taking control of your own health, which is what we do here. And we love to focus on. She became an integrative holistic nutritionist and has helped so many people throughout the course of her career, including myself. She's the creator of the EG Kitchen Cleanse, which is a nourishing health food delivery service here in Los Angeles, as well as some successful cleanses with Cafe Gratitude and M Cafe. And she has a smoothie, I think, at the Erewhon. Anyway, she's got stuff going on everywhere. But her mission is to really empower others to embrace healthy, mindful living and recognize the profound impact of nutrition and self-care on your overall health. So we had a really great conversation in this first part today. We're going to keep these episodes a little shorter. So first episode, we're talking about seasonal eating and veggies that help detox. I really like how she thinks about her seasonal eating. I think you will too. And then tomorrow we'll talk all about what spices you need to make sure you have in your cabinet, because I've been learning a lot about the toxicities in spices and arsenic in general, and then how to tune into your body. So we'll get into that tomorrow, but enjoy today's conversation for now. Let's jump in.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Seasonal eating, are we?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this episode for so,
that's so cute,
long, because I feel like me, the Heal Squad, we're all on this journey, and it can be overwhelming, right? Trying to figure out what the best wellness routines and health routines are, and
everywhere you turn. And now, because, you know, algorithms are a thing on Instagram, because of what I'm looking at, I'm being fed all of this stuff. It's like, now you can't even use toilet paper because it's so toxic. And oh my gosh, you can't use your plates anymore. Plates are bad. And everything is fucking bad. Excuse my language, everybody, but it's very stressful. So I've been telling everyone, like, guys, we just gotta just chill. And we can only learn so fast, and we can only apply so fast. So we're going to slowly go through life just trying to improve. And so today we're going to improve in this way, because I did hear very alarming things about our spices. And for someone who heavily spices everything, my family, that's what we do. We eat clean food with lots of oregano and garlic and salt and pepper and crushed red pepper. We love our spices. So I want to figure out what we're doing in that category to make sure we're not getting arsenic and toxic shit. Because when I looked them up, everything, all the brands, the big brands had it. And then seasonal eating, because I've heard for a long time seasonal eating is the way our bodies will be happiest. But I don't have time to Google every frickin' vegetable when I'm at the supermarket, because we are just giant pigs now. We want everything. So if a banana isn't in season here, fuck it. Just ship it. We want it. And we didn't know that that was a bad thing. So I really want you to help us figure out what seasonal eating is, how we can do it easily. What is the hack? And then we can jump into other stuff from there too, I'm sure.
Because it's weird these days. I mean, like, you know, we don't think about seasonal eating because we get, you're right, because everything's at our fingertips. So bananas all year round, and strawberries and blueberries and berries all year round. And
When I was in the DR, I asked for blueberries and they're like, oh, they're not in season. And I go, what? What does that mean? I'm an American. I want it now.
I know.
And I ate seasonally there because I was forced to, because that's what they do.
I know. I mean, nobody really. I mean, we do know that, you know, it's when it's seasonal, it's freshest and it's more nutrient dense. But yeah, I mean, other than that, we have everything at our fingertips all year round.
So do you eat seasonally?
I don't, because I have so much at my fingertips. I try to do that with the cleanse. I will look up the veggies and, you know, herbs and spices for the season to, like, put it on the cleanse for the season.
So everybody, Alyssa has a cleanse that is amazing, and that's what she's referring to.
Yeah, the 5-day cleanse. And mostly though, when it's seasonal, I try to get more. When it's winter or fall, I do cooked vegetables, you know, on the cleanse. I do a lot more of those, and squashes and pumpkin and, you know, things like that that are very, or hearty vegetables, because you're going into hibernation, sort of. You want things that are calming. So I definitely, you know, do more of those and do cook things, because you want more warm, nurturing things, because it's cold out.
Yeah. No. So explain to everybody what seasonal eating is.
So seasonal eating is fruits and vegetables that have been grown, you know, in certain seasons. We've got winter, spring, summer, fall, right? And basically when they're grown in the season and they're picked within that season, they are much more nutrient dense. And also what's cool is they are less costly for a lot of people, you know, because they're abundant. And I feel like that's the biggest thing, is the nutrient value, you know, and also to not be shipped across the country or, you know, across the world, because we're not, you know, growing it within our season, it loses its nutrient value.
Yeah, so because is it also an issue if it's not indigenous to you? Like, I'm studying Dr. Cruz, who we had on the show, and he was the one that was kind of putting the bug in my ear about, like, technically, if you don't live where the bananas are, your body isn't needing bananas for, you know, and again, I'm still learning this. I'm not an expert, obviously. That's why I have you here, and I'll continue to bring in people to help us with this. But I don't know exactly anything more than that, other than, you know, if it's not grown where you are, technically it's not meant for your body.
So your body can't absorb it, can't process it. I'm not sure, Maria, if I believe that, you know, because I feel like some of these foods are just, their nutrient value is so important. Like bananas are, you know, prebiotic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you eat them slightly green, that they're just so good for your gut.
I didn't know they were prebiotic.
Yeah, when they're a little bit carby and they're not so sugary and brown, yeah, they're prebiotic.
Wow.
Yeah, they have tons of fiber. They are so good for your gut. So I'm a big banana girl. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes I feel like all these vegetables too that I talk to cancer people about, you know, all the cruciferous vegetables, and the onions and leeks and garlic, those whole families. I mean, they're crucial for lowering tumor markers across the board. Like they did studies on 9 tumor markers and it was spinach, radicchio, all the cruciferous and all the onions, leeks, and garlic, that whole family. Mm-hmm. So if you're struggling with an illness, I feel like, you know, it's good to be incorporating those into your diet as often as you can.
Got it. When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
But I think, you know, when you're looking at spring cleaning, you know, you want things that are detoxifying, you know, like dill and parsley and cilantro, herb-wise, you know, spring is all about detoxing. Summer is all about, you know, more hydration, celery and cucumber and watermelon. Tomatoes are phenomenal, as you know,
yep,
for summer. And like, just fall is about immunity, vitamin C, the citrus fruits, and things that are full of,
oh my god, wait, I never thought about that.
So
is that,
it's like more about
the fruit bloom then, because they know your god is so good,
right? It is. winter too is like the squashes and things like that, you know, just a lot of carotenoids and, you know, antioxidants and things that will help with the immune system as well. So I always think of it as, you know, more immune, detoxing, hydration, you know, helping the skin stay hydrated in the summer or protected as well. So that's kind of how I approach seasonal eating.
Interesting. So, but don't we need hydration in the winter? Like, I feel like everything's yes. so dry right now. I don't know what it's like in the rest of the country, but whether it's my cuticles or my lips, they're constantly peeling. Right.
We do. We do need hydration, I think, all year round. I mean, things are, you know, it has been really dry and hot, and we are dehydrated. I mean, we've talked probably about this on another podcast. I mean, there's an epidemic of dehydration going on.
Why?
Because we don't have minerals from, you know, vegetables and legumes and grains, the minerals like magnesium, potassium, you know, manganese, they're important for water to go into the cells. Sodium, you know, chloride, those things are important to really absorb the water into the cells. We're drinking this water and just peeing it out. We are not absorbing it into our body. So
because we don't have the minerals.
We don't have minerals. Yeah.
And because they're missing in these
sources. In your diet. They're missing in the soil, first of all. So, and they're also missing in the fruits and vegetables because they're also being shipped. And so mineral content is going down, you know, like nutrient value is going mm-hmm. down. And then we're just not eating enough of it. So that's why these mineral powders are so important, or, you know, Element, a lot of people love, or mm-hmm. Ultima Replenisher, or these things that have sodium and magnesium and potassium in them are helping people really stay hydrated.
Yeah, I can't live without my Element now.
People
it's
love
funny.
That.
I discovered them years ago, and they were a supporter of the show for a while. And I really, really love them. So we have like the watermelon, and now I just found the citrus salt, and I love the citrus salt. It's so good, but it's in my travel bag. It's mm-hmm. in my purse. I always have it with me. I also do quintons.
Oh yeah, I do the quintons too.
And so I kind of mix. Like I use the Element, so I have like a little taste of something, like a fun drink with, you know,
right.
That. But then the quintons are 2 a.m, 2 p.m. No negotiating.
Is that the Quicksilver?
Yeah,
3.3 1. There's
I don't
like,
know.
Okay, there. I love those.
Wait, they're not. I don't think they're from Quicksilver specifically, but they are quintons.
Okay. Because I do 2 of those. I do 1 and 1 as well. It's like life-saving.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just like feels like equilibrium, you know. I feel energized when I do it.
My legs get stiff if I don't do them.
Replenisher.
Yeah.
Because it has more magnesium, potassium, manganese, vitamin C, you know, and also chloride in it.
Yeah, you've always told me about them. But so it has more than Element does?
It does have more than Element. But it is sweetened with a little stevia. Some people don't love the stevia. But I dilute it in 32 ounces of water, so I barely taste the stevia.
Got it.
And we're really supposed to be drinking, like women, 94 ounces of water a day. Or if we're eating hydrating, you know, fruits and vegetables, you know, like I was saying, the celery and the cucumbers and like, or the berries and the watermelon and things that have a lot of water content, then we're good with like hydration.
Yeah.
But most of us aren't doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, especially with blood sugar issues, I'm not.
Right.
Like it's a treat if I get to have fruit.
Fruit. I know. Cause the blood sugar shoots up. Even with berries, even with like blueberries,
blueberries are better. Easiest.
Yeah. Well,
and I have like, you know, I'm in cycles. So right now my blood sugars are being very stubborn and challenging. So I could eat a piece of lettuce and it'll skyrocket to 250. So.
Wow. And that's another one, leafy greens and lettuce. Oh, yeah. So hydrating also too. So, yeah. But people aren't having enough vegetables. We always talk about this. You know, people really are focused on protein. I love protein. I love animal protein. I think it's really crucial. I love all of, you know, we're needing a little more protein these days for skeletal muscle repair.
That's why I eat my pistachios.
Right, exactly. It's a pro-aging hack of mine, you know, just as I've gotten older, I need more protein. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're focused on that. We're just not focused on the fruits and vegetables enough.
Yeah.
So we're not staying hydrated, and we're just, you know, dehydration causes our adrenals and our cortisol to go up. it really does a number on our adrenals.
So when your adrenals are affected, what's happening? You're getting exhausted, fatigued,
you are getting
right?
exhausted, and your adrenaline and your cortisol are rising because they're working overtime.
Yeah.
So that's not a good thing. Plus, you know, you just have brain fog, your motility doesn't work as well because you're not hydrated. So it's all, it's like, that is a really super crucial thing.
Big part of stuff. Yes. I know for me, hydration's always been, or not always, but in recent years, has been an issue.
And, you know, in the winter, we don't eat enough salads, you know, I know a lot of times it's more the, like I said, the cooked stuff and the soups, but soups can be really hydrating as well with all the vegetables, but people aren't really eating, you know, salads and soups.
Yeah.
So it is important to still have, like, I always feel like the leafy greens into your diet and having salads as a side dish for your meal.
But even as you said, we're not eating enough quantity. I remember years ago I had this woman, her thing was, she was Fully Raw Christina. That was
I love her.
She's great.
Yeah.
And she was teaching us like how much you have to eat, like a full 10 person dining room table of like lettuce to get what you need. And I was like, okay, that's never happening. Right. So we're screwed.
Right.
But
so more than a head of lettuce.
No, it was like literally like a full table full of stuff. She had like a visual like of how much she eats in a day. I'm like, do you do anything else in life? Like, how do you even have time to go to the bathroom or like tie your shoes? Because sitting down to eat all of that would take me 20 hours.
Exactly.
It was that. I know I'm being extreme, but it's true.
It is a little extreme. You know, I think like we've got to have some moderation, balance. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's really crucial to like have some, you know, if we can add these things into our diet, like I would say 8 to 10 cups of vegetables a day. A lot of clients are like, oh my God, that's so much.
It's a lot.
But you know me, I'm a green juice girl. Like I love my green juice in the morning. I've been doing it since I had cancer at 32. So what is that, 33 years ago or whatever? But I like, now I stick it into the blender and it's so easy. Cucumber, celery, lemon, ginger, maybe throw some, you know, spinach in there, or even romaine because it has beautiful nutrients in there. A lot of people think it's just a throwaway lettuce, but iceberg is the throwaway. Yeah. But you know, I do like a 16-ounce juice and I just feel like I'm getting like, I feel hydrated. I feel like I'm getting those nutrients. I'm getting the fiber because I throw it in the blender now instead of the juicer. And I just think that is that clients are like, it's life changing.
Yeah. So I want to do everything that you do because if you had cancer and you look like this at, what did we say, 55
years ago?
I mean, like she's fucking stunning, guys. Like watch this on YouTube when you're finished listening to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. and by the way, much harder for your kind of skin to age well.
Yes.
Like your people don't age well. My people age better.
Right.
And you've gone through hell and you look amazing. So it really does remind me that I need to go back to my green juices when I have a kitchen again.
I know, and I'm curious how your green juices will do with your insulin too.
Yeah, that's why it was challenging. When I was in the DR, I had a green juice every morning.
You did.
And it was great.
And what was in that green juice?
I had arugula, kale, romaine, cucumber, a quarter of a green apple.
Okay.
Because I can't have
much. Lot. Yeah.
And then, but I also need fruit. My liver needs fruit. So I realized a while ago I was starving myself of everything and my liver needed some help. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give you some love liver.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
Celery. Yeah. No, it's not really delicious. Oh. It's really just about
like a little apple in there.
It was okay. It was okay. Right. I don't want to confuse anyone listening. Right. I am not drinking it for it to be delicious.
Yeah.
Your recipe probably is, and we should probably get that for the Heal Squad.
Yeah, because it's just so simple.
Yeah.
You know, and it is delicious. It's really refreshing with the lemon and the ginger.
So how do you make it so it's easy for you to do in the morning? Now, you work from home.
Right.
So you're not like on the rush out like a lot of people. Like, how can we make this easy for people?
Well, it's, you know, I pick vegetables that are really easy and that stay in the refrigerator for a pretty long period of time. Like celery is not expensive and it stays, and cucumbers pretty much stay, you know, and if it's spinach, that's easy. Lemon, ginger, that's easy. So it's just a simple, you know, I love arugula. I love dandelion greens. I love kale every once in a while. I'm a little tired of
I don't do a lot of kale because it's hard to digest,
it
right?
It is hard to digest.
Even if you puree it.
Yeah, I mean, not if you puree it. It's easier.
Like if you're blending it in your smoothie, so.
Right, it's easier. Right, all those things are easier to digest when you're blending or juicing. Yeah. But I just pick the things that are simple, that are already, like, I pre-wash them.
That's what I was going to say. You must have to pre-wash them. Because that's where it gets annoying for me. I'm like, I don't have time to wash every freaking thing I'm going to do in the morning.
Right.
It's very.
Yeah, pre-wash. Throw them in the blender. 2 seconds later, the juice is made. Throw it into a to-go cup if you're going to the office, you know? I mean,
And you pull the celery stem things off, right?
No.
You let them...
Just throw it in.
Okay.
Yeah, just throw it into the blender. It's, like, so easy. I squeeze the lemon, throw the ginger in. It couldn't be easier, really. It takes about 10 minutes, if that.
You must have a video on this you can share with us.
I do.
Okay,
I'll
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Team, so, we need the video. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili. Hey, Heal Squad, we have been on quite the journey together, and we're hearing from so many of you just how much this show is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. We love, love, love it, and we just ask that you don't keep it to yourself. Spread the message and share the show or your favorite episode with your friends. And if you want to help us even more, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and follow us on Instagram at Heal Squad. You can also DM us anytime because we love connecting with you. Kelsey is so great at making sure she responds to all of you. And finally, you can also join us on Patreon for our monthly live heal events with world-class healers and ad-free episodes exclusive only to Patreon and our Super Heal Squad for as little as $10 a month. So go to patreon.com/healsquad to join. Getting better isn't easy, friends, but as I say all the time, it's a whole lot easier if we can do it together. We love you all so much, and we love doing this thing called life with you.
But I feel like, you know, I mean, the seasonal spices you were starting to talk, I mean, you were talking about toxic spices.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. What's happening today is a little crazy. Toxic teas, toxic coffee.
Yeah, like I heard you can't get matcha from China now. You have to get it from Japan.
Right, exactly.
Because they have arsenic in it, right?
Right, yeah. And last fall, I did a test, like a heavy metal test, and I thought I was super clean because I eat so clean, and I had very high arsenic.
Wow.
So, and I think we think it came from, interestingly, my reverse osmosis machine, where I fill up all my water for my coffee, which I do certified organic.
Wait, do you use the AquaTrue? Because that's what I use.
Now, I do now. I double, actually, do my water. Like I...
I did too. I use it. I put... filtered water in my AquaTrue.
Yes, that's what I do. Yeah. So now I'm fine, but like it was wild. The reverse osmosis wasn't taking the arsenic out of the LA city water.
No way.
Yeah. So.
So the AquaTrue does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, now.
And there is one called Pure, P-U-R or Pur.
Uh-huh.
That also does too.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
those. It takes the heavy metals out. But I do all this blood work on my clients now, and they're popping up with heavy metals like crazy. So you're right. We've got to like. The spices, you know, if they're certified organic, they hopefully are clean. We have to go for clean, certified organic spices.
But then have you looked at what the guidelines and the prerequisites are to meet those standards?
They're hard.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They're very hard.
Because that's the thing that I think, you know, is really, really challenging for all of us is, like, I was looking at this video about the FDA and baby food, and it was horrifying that they, like, you think, oh, this is FDA approved, but the guidelines are really, really weak. And they give such leeway to these companies to do really horrible things. And I'm like, my God, like, here are all these organizations that are supposed to protect us. And we think their name carries a weight, but you actually have to go do that work.
You do yourself. You're right. You're right. Just like with, you know, rice, right? It has high, like, arsenic too. I mean, Lundberg, I think, is probably the only company out there that actually triple tests for arsenic. You know, there, we definitely have to, like, investigate to see if companies are really checking. Coffee, too. You know, it's so, the mycotoxins in coffee. So I've been using Life Boost, which does double check their coffee.
Really?
Yeah. So Life on their website, Life Boost is great.
Ooh, is it medium roast?
They do everything.
Like, I'm a Dunkin' girl. I like it, like, I don't like it harsh. Yeah. I can't do Starbucks. I'm a Dunkin' girl.
Yeah, they do everything. Okay. I like espresso, and their espresso isn't even that dark and heavy. So Life Boost is great. Lundberg is your rice company. We do have to do the work. The spices, I'm trying to remember, like, which spice company is, like, my favorite, but we really do certified organic, and we're always double checking, you know, and the teas as well, just making sure the companies are really, you know, like, high quality companies that really know how to look for this stuff, because it's overwhelming what we're being onslaughted with. The toxic load is crazy.
It really is, and it's coming from all angles, and I don't want to overwhelm everyone, but it is overwhelming. But that's why I love what we get to do. I'm always like, just take one new thing and apply it, keep it simple. We go any further, what isn't toxic is free personal styling services, and my friends at Macy's will offer you that. I don't know if you know, but they've been a big supporter of the show. So we love Macy's. And it's one of my favorite things that they offer is free personal styling. So if you guys have an event coming up, like we do for little baby Athena, you can go get really cute things, whether it's for the party, for your kitchen, for your yourself, your wardrobe. I have a lot of amazing spring items ready to go on my link, macys.com/heel squad. I also, by the way, was doing some homework on non-toxic plateware because I'm redoing my kitchen, and I found this brand called Fable. Have you heard of them?
No.
And Macy's carries them, actually. So I have that link for you guys as well. But check it out. Macy's.com/heel squad. Don't forget, their personal styling service is free. Okay, friends. Hope you enjoyed that conversation. I'm definitely adding a lot more dandelion into my life and radicchio and endive. All of those things, because I just know how much the bitters have been helping me, and I bet they're going to help you too. In the meantime, friends, tomorrow we're going to get into the spices and so much more. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please share it with friends and leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're watching or listening to this. Thank you for being with us. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.